Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. It's the 17th day of January 2017. John in Michigan, go ahead, sir.
Yes, you mentioned these three-letter agencies. Bush Sr. was, so we can't forget, he was the head of the CIA, mm-hmm. and you don't get out just because you are out of the limelight. You're always part of it. So,
well, no, you use that as a direct bridge directly into the Oval Office to do the bidding of the CIA and the Pentagon.
Correct. Yeah. And then everyone else since has been involved. The Clintons, the Obama, all CIA. So mm-hmm. we're dealing with, fortunately, we have someone that sees that because he was brought up right and went to military school and knows the whole any of the New World Order, so we'll see what happens. I'm excited about it. But my initial reason why I called was I wanted to remind people that Russia kicked all of the Rothschilds out of their country, and Syria doesn't have any of the Rothschilds in their country. So you wonder why all of this flack is going to these countries that don't like the Rothschilds.
Well, you heard, did you hear the, I played the speech that Putin gave?
I caught part of it, yes. I'll listen to it again. It's on your website. It's really great today with some great articles.
It is up there. Listen to it, because as I reminded folks that this is an ex-KGB guy. He's now the president of Russia. And the words that this man is speaking and the actions that he has taken, that he should be a fast friend of the United States, not an enemy. That's how absolutely knocked off point or center that these intelligence guys and this whole military-industrial complex and the deep state apparatus that has had these career people in there year after year to carry their agenda through. I mean,
and that's corruption of money.
Well, it's more than that. Try treason against the United States.
Oh, most definitely.
There are. I hope to God that Trump gets into this, because this little thing has to be broken, because this is going to lead us to our absolute destruction, if not busting us all the way out economically. Maybe there will be a country that will take retaliation against the United States for all the just moronic, murdering things that we have done for how many years. I mean, people in this country don't know how bad this country is. That's another point to the lying media. I mean,
we've killed so many people and had brought misery to so many places in this world. This country has, with its leaders of you know, disgust. I believe with having Roger Stone in the background and Bannon, he's from Breitbart. Having those two people in there and knowing that Trump knows all about the secret societies and all that, that we might be able to get quite a bit done, you know, faster the better.
Well, and you know, kind of like to the Bushies, what organization they belong to.
Skull and Bones.
There you go.
Grove.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, disgusting people.
Yeah. All right. Well, John, I appreciate your call.
God bless you, and I think of you, pray for you every night, John.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Take care.
Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. I'll stick to my bullet points here. First and foremost, I brought four kids into this world, and I didn't know anything about what's going on when I did that. So I have an obligation to these children. I am a veteran of the United States, and I do have plans if something should hit the fan here pretty soon. But one thing I want to just put out to these people who may or may not think they're going to get away with assassinating Donald Trump or harming him in any way, we know who they are, okay? This RFK, this JFK, this JFK Jr. stuff is not going to fly with us anymore. We know who you are, and you've got targets on your backs, and we know who you are, and we're going to come get you. And that's my bullet point, my friend.
Well, hopefully we have somebody that that understands why this needs to be broken up, and I think Donald Trump does. The issue is his own personal safety. If they were wigged out about protecting the bankers before and they would whack people because of it, what do you think that they're willing and able to do exposing and naming names, times, dates, places for this industrial complex? That seems to be almost a sanitized version of what these people have been actually doing for going on 60 years now. And this, they should be very afraid. Kennedy said that he was going to spread the CIA to the four winds, just bust them up into a million little pieces. That's what should have happened with the CIA. Go ahead.
Well, and on the other hand, the American people need to just step up to the plate. I mean, we've believed in this government, and we've been told via this boob tube I'm watching right now, several ways till Tuesday, that these are the greatest people in the world, and we stand for right and might and all this other stuff. We are the greatest people in the world,
yeah.
Which I think every nation tells their people that, just to keep them somber. But I think we're breaking out of that mold, and I think there's an absolute opportunity here for the American people to step up and say, no more.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why Trump was elected. People had
Absolutely.
Had enough of this. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your call. You know, they'll still be sitting around talking about Rosie O'Donnell. This is the most incredible time I've ever witnessed in my lifetime, and to my knowledge, in the history of this country. We have people that want to disrupt the coronation of Donald Trump. What exactly? Didn't Obama in his second inauguration, didn't he duck down into the basement to take his oath? Which I'm highly suspicious of, because these oaths are to be spoken in the light of day with a hand on the Bible. There's a reason why we do things in the light of day, folks. Kind of has that connotation that it's in bright sunshine for all to see. I'd be really worried if I was people like James Clapper or James Comey or any number of these, God, these vampires that are hanging around Washington, D.C. You know, the CIA keeps being talked about, but the NSA's got five times their budget. They're five times bigger than the CIA. How much have they done? How much would the Clinton Foundation, once unzippered, how much corruption, how much in payoffs would be revealed? Yeah, I'd be very nervous if I was with an intelligence agency now. But I'll say this again. You guys, you lower rank guys, now is your time to step into the light. Wash thyself. Get yourself clean. I gotta play this on the fake news, folks. This is a great compilation that was put together by High Impact Flicks. calling CNN fake news is one thing. Showing people exactly why they are fake news is something else. If you want to prove to your loved ones that the mainstream media is full of crap, and are themselves the very propagators of fake news. Notice this fake news has all of a sudden died out. This is how stupid these people are, folks. They know that they are the purveyors of misdirection and false stories, and then they use that to come after the alternative or the alt-right media, and particularly pointing out somebody like Alex Jones as being the spearhead of it. Don't think so. They are scared, and exactly where they should be. Huddled in a corner someplace, fearing that they'll be exposed. And a reminder to people, nothing is going to change unless people change it. This is not going to disappear because it's being talked about. They've got a certain level of arrogance, that is for sure. But they're not totally stupid. And they will resort to what some of the things that they know best. Ah, the wet works people. Yes, the people that are get the assignments that, there's a threat to national security. Don't pay attention to who your target is and forget that name. Forget their position. This is your job. Folks, could you imagine being one of these dark closeted CIA dupes, but out there skulking around on the planet committing all sorts of heinous little crimes and actions? Man, I would be terrified if I were these guys, because once that bow breaks, there's nothing to stop it. Nothing. And, the loyalty to their agency, that's going to go out the window when you start squeezing their gonads with a pair of vice grips and then offering them a deal. You know, if you turn state's evidence, we'll take it easier on you. Don't you think these guys are going to start cracking? You're not going to have to waterboard, just threaten to throw them in jail for the rest of their lives. Think about that, folks, being locked up in a little metal cage for the rest of your natural life. Oh, no, shooting's too good for these guys. Finding them guilty and marching them up the gallows pole, that's not good enough. There's got to be a special location with hopefully smaller than allowed by federal regulation for the size of a cell so they can sit and consider their transgressions against their country for the rest of their stinking lives. Corruption? We've got to come up with a better term than that. One is yet to be invented. But we've got to come up with something to cover this one. You want a little bit of fakiness here? The video CNN will not want Trump to get his hands on. Well, he's pretty well abreast of the stuff.
In times of universal deceit, telling the truth is indeed a revolutionary act. Welcome to the times of universal deceit, where you have a front row seat as the powers that be scramble to stifle dissent, control your mind, and change your worldview. And how do they do this? Through state-controlled media propaganda outlets. And how do we know they do this? Stay tuned. First, no matter what you may think about Donald Trump in specific or politics in general, there is in our land an epidemic of fake news. And the grand irony of the awareness of this fact is that some of the organizations that warn us about fake news are themselves the prolific propagators of fraudulent articles, nefarious practices, underhanded tactics, sneaky deceptions, deceptive programming, and even staged tragedies, all aimed at cramming their agenda down the throats of America and the world. Now, there's a lot of fake news organizations out there, but the current reigning king of state-controlled fake news media is CNN. Here are just a few undeniable examples. Examples that every person on this planet needs to see. CNN has quickly come to be known as the counterfeit news network, the communist news network, and most glaring of all, the Clinton news network. They themselves admit that they had been the biggest ones promoting the Clinton campaign.
She's on her way to deciding.
We'll see.
About deciding.
We couldn't help her any more than we have.
I know.
Got just a free ride so far from the media. We're the biggest ones promoting her campaign. We couldn't help her any more than we have.
We also know that CNN stages actors and even makes up stories in order to push agendas like the furtherance of wars in other countries. Remember Charles Jaco? He was the CNN reporter famous for covering the 1990 Persian Gulf War. Here, he and fellow correspondent Carl Rochelle were caught staging a theatrical display, a poorly executed display complete with horrible acting, in which they tried to deceive their audience into thinking that they were in immediate danger as the CNN crew played siren and missile sound effects while the stage actors stood in front of a blue screen.
My apologies, sir. He's putting on a gas mask. There hasn't been any gas dropped here, but we could tell. You may smell some of the fumes from a missile exhaust going off. The missile is usually a rocket, a cordite, some sort of burning. We just heard a little funk just then. But I have to apologize for that. I thought a whiff of something and felt momentarily dizzy. You're more experienced military experience than I am, but it might have been a little gas from the rocket exhaust. It wasn't anything. A lot of people have a respiration just in case.
Here, CNN tries to deceive us into believing that this reporter just randomly chose a guy off the streets of Chicago to interview. Turns out, the guy is John Gurkovic, a CNN cameraman, and somebody forgot to let Don Lemon know that this was a staged event in order to promote the idea that the election of Donald Trump wasn't fair and that Hillary should be the president-elect.
I believe in you, Hillary. I've been to Rwanda. I've been to your hospital in Rwanda. I've seen all the good you've done. I believe in you. Women need you. Minorities need you. I need you. Chicago needs you. We all need you. This country needs you to stand up and walk into the Supreme Court and say one vote equals one vote. What's wrong with that? What's the debate?
I definitely feel his passion. There's other people out here who feel the same way.
At one point,
you had people who were blocking his road. Chicago
Don Lemon, that stellar guy over at CNN.
Don, see,
what a man.
But like, this man, very passionate about the idea. He doesn't want Hillary to stop.
Yeah, Ryan, you know I used to live there, and I know that guy. That's John Gurkovic. He actually went to Africa with me as a cameraman.
Don't!
But anyway, that's another story. All right, thank you, John. Thank you very much, Ryan.
CNN also routinely cuts mics when the truth is being told. And this is not an isolated incident. Check this out.
You know, some Republicans out there have been saying that Ron Paul would be very dangerous for this country because he wants to bring troops like you back from your posts from all over the world.
Well, I think it would be even more dangerous to start nitpicking wars with other countries. Someone like Iraq, Israel is more than capable.
Sorry, we just lost our tech connection, unfortunately. But stand by here if you can hear me. We're going to get back. You want to go to Kenny Crowley?
Well, on the character issue, the public, you know, two-thirds or more of the public knows that Hillary Clinton's a liar. She can't be trusted. And now the two faces of Hillary Clinton are coming out. The fact, through WikiLeaks, that she says one thing and...
Oh, no. All right, let's see if we can get Congressman Collins back. Obviously, we just lost the satellite feed. That sucks.
And lest you think that CNN's mic cutting is random and isolated, here's an example where they even cut the mic of their own reporter, Breonna Keeler, when she began to speak the plain truth about Hillary Clinton's hypocrisy.
Remember, Hillary Clinton has some vulnerabilities herself, even as she calls for criminal justice reform because of her support in the 1990s for anti-crime legislation that ultimately helped contribute to this era of mass incarceration that she now speaks out again.
Whoops.
We just lost Breonna Keeler,
just
who
lost
was in
the feed.
Springfield, Illinois, where Hillary Clinton just spoke.
Abruptly ending interviews when things are said that don't line up with their propagandized narrative is something that the Communist News Network is quite proficient at.
Let's take the break. We're about halfway through this. It's a pretty good compilation. just in case we have forgotten those glaring little mistakes and glitches that CNN just...
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, "Oh, yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago." And I'm like, "What?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no."
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Listening to the wind, trying to hear the voice of a distant friend.
I think who this is, Roger.
Wishing you
what?
And I were close.
Can't hear you.
Again.
Merle Haggard, I'm sorry.
Listening to the wind.
I shall be damned all to hell for missing that one. Continuing here, and this next one was when they had one of their reporters, CNN that is, at one of the Trump rallies, and they're interviewing this black guy, and I don't know why, because he was sitting there with a Trump hat on, but maybe they thought they were going to get something different.
They have great disdain for and are highly allergic to the truth, period.
David Duke and people like that, they come out of... out from under the rocks all the time around this time this year. It got nothing to do with Donald Trump. We're all Americans. I think we need to stop with all the racist stuff and the race baiting. Like me and my friend right here, we just met today. We was talking. You know, we got to stop with the racist stuff and this, that. We all Americans, man. And nobody paying David Duke no mind.
Clearly, let me just be clear here. Obviously, the majority of Donald Trump supporters are not African-American. I don't know how many African-Americans were in that building, but that is one person that we have chosen to cut that sound from.
And ending interviews when truth makes an appearance is not just a CNN, MSNBC, liberal media thing. Watch Fox News shut down this interview when Brunell Donald Shea tears into and exposes Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama as the nation-dividing racists they truly are. And it's important to note that the Fox interviewer brings the whole thing to an end right after Brunell talks about the WikiLeaks revelations of spirit cooking and child sex trafficking in connection with the Clinton campaign.
What people have to do is stop allowing the president and Hillary Clinton to divide this nation. We want to heal. We want the races to heal. Americans don't want racial division. We don't want citizens against police. We want our nation to go forward in strength. We are stronger together. Hillary Clinton is right. We
exactly
are stronger together,
Hillary
but
Clinton
we are
says.
Stronger without
and
Hillary Clinton. We can never be together as long as we have a divider-in-chief in our president, Barack Obama, supporting this woman who's got the FBI crawling all over her. I think that's more important than trying to link Donald Trump to the KKK. How about she's under federal investigation? How about this spirit cooking we're watching in the WikiLeaks? How about this child sex trafficking rings we're reading about in WikiLeaks?
On,
that's far more important than the KKK.
Theories. It's not what we need in the last 48
hours. She's a closet racist.
Conspiracy
we're going to have so much time for both
out.
Of you over the next
she's
week.
She's out the closet now.
Okay, Brunell, we got to go. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us.
Uh-huh. Here, two CNN reporters, Nancy Grace and Ashley Banfield, hold a split-screen supposed satellite interview in the same parking lot. Alternative media journalists quickly pointed out that the same building stood in the background as the same cars zoomed behind the reporters. Even though they were trying for some reason to get their audience to believe otherwise, both Grace and Banfield were only sitting about 30 feet away from one another. So CNN lies to you and feeds you fake and staged news even when they don't have to. CNN has proven time and time again by their actions, their consistent actions, that if they don't have real news, they'll just make something up on the fly, embellish, or withhold vital truths of a story. And guys, these are just the tip of the iceberg. The examples are many. The false stories from state-controlled publishing companies and networks goes on and on. The internet is replete with examples of fake news coming out of these propaganda machines as they churn out more and more deceptive stories. So when Donald Trump treats CNN and its reporters like this...
Since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization
You are attacking
terrible.
Our news organization.
Your organization
can you give us a chance
terrible.
To Let's ask
go.
A question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
Quiet.
You state...
Quiet.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you say categorically...
She's asking a question. Don't
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be
You're
rude.
Attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you stay categorically that nobody... No, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
All you have to do is think back to the evidence of CNN's despicable conduct as presented in this video to realize that Trump's statement to CNN's Jim Acosta is absolutely true. And Acosta's claim that Trump's statement is inappropriate is absolutely false. If you care about honest reporting and respectable journalism,
support Republic Broadcasting. No fakery around here. Let's take the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see...
What you were not able to see in that obvious audio presentation you just heard, this thing starts out with the woman that claimed to be the mother of the Sandy Hook shooter. And something really weird happened. She was there to witness the Boston bombing as well as to be there witnessing the Watertown shooting, and she was interviewed. These are crisis actors. Don't you think that the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and whatever confused state you might be in organization out there, don't you think that they would have loved to have gotten the mileage out of, well, this horrible you know, this horrible action that was taken down at this nightclub down in Florida. Don't you think that those people would enjoy speaking for the public? None of them have been brought forth. None of them. Because it was another staged event. You know, one of the biggest indications I got out of that is when the cops didn't move in until 5:30 after the gunfire had all but ceased. Ooh. And then them carrying pictures of them, not pictures, video of them carrying supposed wounded people right back toward the nightclub when they had not secured the area. Ooh, yes. Yeah, that's standard protocol. Run them right back into a danger zone. I mean, folks, so you can imagine what these people have been cooking up to sell us wars, to sell us the police state, that it's necessary because of external and homegrown terrorism. The only terrorists I see around here are the liars and the facilitators and the people responsible for killing people, many people. And just the absolute, I mean, I still, honest to God, folks, I still not cannot get my mind wrapped around this one. That they came out with their fake news. That astounded me. I thought, this is an act of desperation. Hell, even Louis Farrakhan jumped on board. This is what Louis Farrakhan had to say the other day. Now, I'm no big fan of Louis. But listen to what he says about Obama. Come on, you can do it. Oh, did YouTube eliminate this one? They may have. Hold on. I'm sure that this is just an accident. Okay, here we go. That was the previous one. Come on, Louis. I know you got something to say, man. Come on. Well, at any rate, not that important. Not that absolutely newsworthy. But even him, he even come out against Obama, saying that, thank God, Trump got rid of him. Well, I don't know. He seems to be a little confused as to whether he should get his stuff and get out of town or hang around a while. My best guess, get your stuff and get out of town. That would be my advice. By the way, ooh, I'm not even going to cover this one. Remember Rick Santorum? Remember this pseudo-Republican conservative out of Pennsylvania? Yeah, that one, Senator Rick Santorum. Remember the one that looked so damned weak on the stage when all the people were jockeying for that POTUS spot? Remember how just absolutely just wooden he looked and unenergetic? Well, he's lost his Senate spot, so what to do with the rest of my life? Oh, I've got an idea. I'll go to work for CNN. Now, I know that they are, want to talk about acts of desperation. Nobody is watching these people. I mean, cooking shows, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not joking. I've seen the stats. Satellite-fed cooking shows are getting higher ratings than CNN. So MSNBC decides, well, we're going to get a slice of conservative talking heads. We're going to get, what was her name? Kelly from Fox News? Oh, yeah. We'll bring her over here to try to legitimize our little communist section here. And then CNN, desperate to try to do something, brings in a pseudo, this guy is truly a rhino, folks. and I don't play the political game, but you know it as Republican in name only, and that used to stand for something in this country at one time. I know it was a lot of years ago, but, you know, think hard. Think hard. Yeah, so Rick Santorum's going to work for CNN. Can't wait for that. And CNN can make, I mean, folks, I mean, CNN has been the pusher and the purveyor of, well, all this prejudice and all this stuff. Really? Then how can a CNN commentator, Mark Lamont Hill, he said this Monday. Monday night, that Steve Harvey and other black people who have met with President-elect Donald Trump are just a bunch of mediocre Negroes. And they keep bringing up comedians and athletes to represent black interests is demeaning. It's disrespectful. Exactly what black athletes are they talking about here? Oh, and it's condescending. Bringing some people up there with expertise, Donald Trump, don't just bring up people to entertain. Unless Steve Harvey turns into a policy analyst and behind-the-scenes meeting, it doesn't matter what I'm saying. My concern is the people who he is trumpeting up and putting in front of the cameras. Wow. Wow. And it's, if it were not so sad, it would be laughable. But here is the people that their pumps have been primed with the puke that CNN has been putting out. People that have been programmed. And to watch what is going on. You know, I mean, what's the bimbo, the no-talent bimbo come out and say? Rosie O'Donnell? Well, we're just going to have to declare martial law to get rid of Donald Trump. How about you get your fat little cheeky butt out of this country? Go see if you can pull your non-talent and get a paycheck someplace else on this planet. And why people are even speaking about Rosie O'Donnell, it's still a mystery. She's not even of celebrity status anymore, and nobody would even remember her if it weren't the media that keeps bringing her up. So I guess you can call I guess you can call people mediocre Negroes and get away with it. Could you imagine if? Oh well, gosh, it doesn't matter. Well, by the way, Putin, this guy, man, I would love to be at a dinner party with this guy, get a couple of drinks under his belt. And, oh, boy, the stories that this guy could tell. Putin diverged from his usual measured diplomatic rhetoric to blast what he called anti-Trump prostitution. Washington's criminal class and supportive media scoundrels are worse than the street whores without moral scruples. I can't even get this out. Let me start over. Washington's criminal class and supportive media scoundrels are worse than street whores without moral scruples. Putin stressed. He spoke candidly and straightforwardly after remaining largely silent during the months of groundless accusations of Russian U.S. election hacking, absurd and hugely offensive charges only brainwashed or dim-witted people believe. This is what Putin said. You can't make this stuff up. He says, I don't know Mr. Trump personally. I've never met him, and I don't know what he will do on the international arena. So I have no grounds to attack him or criticize him for anything or protect him or whatever. I have an impression they practiced in Kiev and are ready to organize Maiden in Washington, a coup to prevent Trump from taking office. Putin alleged Russian compromising material on Trump utterly fake. When he visited Moscow several years ago, he wasn't even a political figure. We didn't even know about his political ambitions. He was just one businessman, one of America's richest people. So does someone think that our intelligence services go after each American billionaire? Of course not. Complete rubbish. And then he scoffed at the notion of a man involved in organizing beauty pageants in America with some of the most beautiful women of the world would come thousands of miles to Moscow for sex with a call girl. Make sense? Of course not. Especially given months of relentless Trump bashing, he called the allegation a complete fraud. And then made some comment about Russian hookers. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Well, hello, John. Thanks for taking my call. Make it real quick.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell, Madonna, they said they'd leave the country. Trump's oldest son said, we'll buy you the one-way plane ticket. Cher said she'd leave the planet if Trump got elected. These people are unhonorable. They're not people of their word. They must be planning on a political career in the future.
I don't know what they're imagining, but... this whole illusion that's been built, and now the thought occurred to me today, Jerry. I'm just sitting there, just perusing and thinking and reflecting here, and I'm going, you know, I think this Democratic push against Donald Trump has been orchestrated and highlighted by the media. You know what? How else would you have known about these actors with these videos coming out and, you know, citing the Constitution and, you know, and all this other stuff and not naming Trump by name, but we know what that was intended for. And, I mean, this is being manufactured by the media itself of how big this Democrat revenge machine is going to take a toll on Trump. We've got bikers that are going to Washington, D.C. to put up what they call the wall of meat to protect Trump if necessary.
Oh, I hear you. You know, like I said, this is just, it's unbelievable. And how did they, call a press conference? They sit there in all their glory and they say, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving out of the country. Let Rosie O'Donnell move. It'll make room for about 40 other people.
Well, Jerry, I just gave you the reason why Rosie O'Donnell would never move out of the United States, because she's no talent. What is she going to do? What is she going to do with her life? At least she has some remnant of something that she had done in this country in the entertainment industry, but that's fastly faded out. Her show is gone. But where is she going to go? To what country to earn a living using her multitude of extra special talents?
Oh, yeah. No, you got a point. Who'd want her?
Yeah. So, bingo.
Well, that's all I wanted to do, is I wanted to kick that in. That's three celebrities that I know of that were talking about getting the hell out of here if Trump got elected, because the country's going downhill.
Yeah.
So, and they're all bought and paid for by the media, you know, the liberal left. So, hey, John, you have a great evening. God bless.
Okay, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jerry. Well, will Donald Trump keep his campaign promise to end America's wasteful wars overseas? Since he stated he knows more than America's generals, will he rein them in? Will he bring in major reforms to the military-industrial complex? Or will he be nothing but talk and tweets? Well, at Trump's first news conference as president-elect, he had little to say about the military except once again to complain about the high cost of the F-35 jet fighter program. The questions asked of him dealt mainly with Russia, hacking, potential conflicts of interest, and Obamacare. Now, of course, these are important topical issues of the day, but how Trump will handle the Pentagon and his responsibilities of commander-in-chief are arguably even greater import. Now, notice, commander-in-chief, we're a country, folks, that's not at war. Does that shock and surprise you? We are not at war. We are not fighting one declared war anywhere on this planet. So if that's the case, how can they call Donald Trump commander-in-chief? Oh, I see a reason why, because we've been in martial law status and bankruptcy since March 9th, 1933. Oh, okay, I get it now. Sorry. Ironically, the last president who had some measure of control over the military-industrial complex was the retired general who coined the term. Dwight D. Eisenhower, another president, Jimmy Carter. You all right in there, guy? You going to make it? I find it real hard to do resuscitatory things while I'm doing a program. Can you hang on about 11 minutes before you expire? I got to finish the show. Gosh almighty. No, I think that's a lung you just coughed up. Well, what's that hanging on your t-shirt there? Okay. All right. You all right? Okay. So you're still coughing. Yeah, you're either going to expire or you're going to quit coughing. I hope you don't quit coughing by expiring. Okay. Whew. Except Carter, U.S. presidents since Ike have issued blank checks to the military, to the Pentagon, and its bewildering array of contractors, whether Democrats or Republicans. Rubber stamping Pentagon priorities has been a common course of presidential action, aided by a willing Congress that supports military spending to prime the economic pump and to create jobs. Ike, of course, was hardly perfect, but he had the cred to command the military to rein it in, perhaps as much as any one man could in the climate of fear generated by the Cold War hysteria of the 50s. Hardly a pacifist, Ike nevertheless came to hate war. Can we imagine any president nowadays writing these type of words? Every gun that it's made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, for those who are cold and not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It's spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. This is not the way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. Ike's wisdom stemmed from his experience with the bloody awfulness of war. Recent presidents, by comparison, have been unstinting in their praise of the U.S. military. Ronald Reagan, who had a cozy job in Hollywood during World War II, was a snappy saluter who oversaw major military expansion. More recently, Barack Obama, with no military experience, went out of his way to praise the U.S. military in hyperbolic terms as the greatest in human history. Recent presidents have idolized the military, perhaps because they either never served in it or never really experienced its foibles and faults, its flaws and its failings. Folks, and I'm here to tell you, you want to watch a screwed up organization? Be in the military. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, we're getting ready for something, but we don't know. And we follow this stupid routine, this boring, mundane, senseless routine every day of our lives in uniform. But the Pentagon needs a commander-in-chief, not a cheerleader-in-chief. It needs to be challenged. It needs a boot up its collective butt. If we're ever going to reform, it's ways. Trump has been critical of the military, an encouraging sign, but his appointment of retired generals to key positions of power suggests maybe conformity and business as usual. Or let me interject my own opinion here. Maybe he's bringing these people in because he, for exactly the reason that he doesn't have the experience. And being part of his cabinet, guess what? Their loyalty doesn't lay at the feet of the chain of command because they don't have a chain of command anymore. Their chain of command now is civilian. It's Donald Trump, not some general up the food chain. Even as he talked of wasteful wars and clueless generals, Trump promised to use the U.S. military as a battering ram to smash America's enemies. Well, I don't know that he went that far. What he has, and you see there's a little latitude in this story. Kind of paint a little picture here of possibilities. He wants to modernize the military because our commanders of chief in past have pretty much spent the military into nothing. Stuff is in disarray, disrepair, no parts, spending outrageous amounts of money on new pieces of machinery for making war and killing people, while ignoring the very thing that's supposed to support these actions. As Ron Paul once said, says, I could find a lot of money to modernize the military, just shut down all these damn bases we got spread all over the world. What are they there for? What are they there for? What's NATO there for? That North Atlantic Treaty Organization was supposed to be there to keep the peace in Europe, to check communism. Yeah, good job we did with that, right? Allowing Joe Stalin to take full reign. And I like what old Blood and Gut said. We're over here fighting the wrong people. And is referring to, no, we should have sided up with the Nazis to go kill the commies. Man. Yeah, couldn't let that guy in the White House. Could you imagine that man getting out of the military, retiring as a general? And I'm, of course, referring to General George Patton. Could you imagine him getting out of the military and going into the White House? He has something in common with Donald Trump. He said it the way it was. He was not a politician, but he sure gave the politicians hell for running a war stupidly and wasting resource and men. And he had a brilliant plan that it would have been easy for the United States to do. Think about this one, folks. Think about this one. When he said, look, we got the men and material over here. All we need is some more support, some more gasoline. I'll roll into Russia and kill those damn communists. Which is exactly what General Patton, as a military-minded guy and a common-sense individual, should have done. But no, 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 no. We needed these communists down the road for other reasons. We will allow them to survive. Russia was so damn depleted, folks, it wouldn't even have been a war. It would have been a damn cakewalk. As big as this damn country is, the military was dwindled down to almost nothing. Smashing Russia would have been a breeze. And look at all the consternation and all the angst and, well, all the money that was spent escalating during the Cold War to build better weapons and build Star Wars and, my God, anything else we can throw at the Pentagon to waste a crap load of money would never have happened. Never would have taken place. You know, there's a lot of mystery and a lot of lies surrounding World War II. You know, the historians would like you to believe, hey, you know, we were sorry we had to do it. We had to drop the big one on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. You know what they did with Nagasaki? What wasn't blown over by the bomb that they dropped? They dropped incendiaries on that country for a good 6 months to burn everything to the ground. And that's after they used the big one, folks. Little things that you pick up that the rewriters of history don't want you to know. Alrighty. I wish my last name was Still and I could say, I'm still reporting. I'm John Stadtmiller and I'm still reporting. Carrying on another day in the bowels of the fake news network here. Hoorah! Thanks for being here, folks. Back with you tomorrow with another edition the National Intel Report.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.